I feel so honored this morning to be here. And the reason, let me tell you, I have not been in a church sanctuary since March the 13th. Well, actually, the 15th it was. We were not able to meet anymore, and our authorities don't let us do that. We're starting right now. Actually, we're going to start in 2 weeks. So this is the first time that I'm, you know, stepping on a pulpit. It's like chills. And I'm thankful to have the opportunity to be here this morning and to be able to share with you. And it is interesting how little did we know. I started 2020 speaking in our church, and I use that picture because it brings, you know, the idea of somebody that is looking at something that probably is going to do with determination. And I love it. Let me tell you how my 2020 starts. On December the 31st, my daughters decide to take us, Lisa and myself, to the ocean, which is not that far away from where we live. It's only like 2 hours away. We're going to have dinner and having a great time. And this is December the 31st. And suddenly somebody called me. One of the elders, you know, one of my friends called me to tell me that somebody from church has passed away. And in my country, things are different than here. You here have the visitation. I don't even know all the process, but it can take a week or sometimes until the time in which the funeral is performed. There, you die. The next day, there's the funeral. So Lisa and I, we both see each other when we were eating our delicious fish. And says, we need to go back. It's like Hakuna Matata, we're going back. So we head back. We had the time used to change clothes and back in our house. And when we change clothes, we have to go to Guatemala City. That was the place where they have the body. And I'm telling you that we're traveling at 11, pretty much 11 o'clock on that night. We got there maybe 11:45. It's starting the new year, 2020. And we are talking with the lady that just lost her husband. We were able to see the firecracker. No, it's not firecracker, but all the, you know, all that thing in the air from the cemetery. There was the chapel, you know, when we were. And I blame Lisa for what happened in 2020. I said, you never said Happy New Year to me. How little did we know? So that's how 2020 started for me. With this lady that just lost her husband, went back to our home. Next morning, woke up, came, but noon we were having the funeral. And I said, how little did we know? Because I was talking about the determination that we were going to have and the boldness this new year. And suddenly, our life changed. And I am thankful because we are still alive. We're here. Is that true? We're alive. And God has been so good to us during this time. I really consider a privilege to be here this morning and to be in front of people. Have not had this opportunity, Brother Frank. By the way, last night, I was talking with my good friend Armando. He came before. And he asked me, where are you going? And I told him, it's so happy, you know, you're talking about Brother Frank, and he remembered his wife, Miss Cinda, and I said, yes. He says, oh, she was so nice to me. Please bring a picture of both of them. He says, of her, not of you, to be honest, but I'm going to take a picture of both of them, okay? We're alive. And we're thankful. And we have new, when I said that we are alive, I let these words in Spanish on purpose. And it says that conquer is the process of occupation of a determined zone by strength to do it or otherwise using some other tactics or techniques. I am trying to translate the best I can. But if not, I have Kit here. He can come and help me. Right, Kit? I know. I knew that. So we're talking here about the fact that we're alive. And there are plenty of things that we still need to do. And yes, we're going to be talking about the man that really impressed me on the word. And I'm going to invite you to go to Joshua chapter 14, verse 10, 11, and 12. And it says in the word like this. Now, then just as the Lord promised, he has kept me, listen to that, alive for 45 years since the time he said this to Moses while Israel moved about in the wilderness. So here I am today, 85 years old. I love this guy. He's alive. He is 85. And he is the one that at the beginning, if you remember, in chapter 1 of Joshua, I'm going to read from there, but it says, just you can stay there, it says, I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses, it says in verse 3. I will give you every place. In verse 5, it says, no one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. Man, that brings comfort to my life. Because we, as this man, are alive, and God promised him in the same way that he promised to Moses. Verse 3 of chapter 1, I will give you every place where you set your foot as I promised Moses. Verse 5, no one will be able to stand against you. I love it. And we, as this man, we are alive too. And we are here to enjoy our life, what God has given us. All his promises, the eternal life that we have in him, here and then. Wow! And I know this is Old Testament. Please, I understand this. But this is the life that we have, and we have it now. We have lost so many people through the world. And I understand, this pandemic, you know, it's killing less people than blah, 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 blah. Yeah, I understand it. But it's killing people. And I don't respect what is happening. I couldn't answer a question very well at the airport here. When I was coming here, the gentleman from immigration, you know, everything was fine with me. He said, yeah, you're welcome, blah, blah. And when was the last time you were here? And I said, when was the last time? I pretty much remember. And then he said, and tell me, why are you visiting our country during the worst pandemic? And do you know that this thing has killed more? And he started throwing all the numbers. He knew all the statistics. And said, you the man. I respect what's going on. But I believe that we cannot be just afraid, hiding in our homes. It's hard for me to understand how the U.S. were closed for several weeks. And if we know what's going on in some other places, they are closing again in Europe. So this thing is real. But our God is powerful. He is real. And he wants us to continue living our life for him. Isn't it true? So today when we're talking about that, I love verse 14:10. Now, then, just as the Lord promised, he has kept me alive for 45 years since the time he said this to Moses, while Israel moved about in the wilderness. So here I am today, 85 years old. I would like for you to see with me the next picture. We are still alive, but at the same time, it says, there is another verse there. In verse 13:1, it says, when Joshua had grown old. Remember, we're talking about 14:10. Now we're going back to 13:1, which is there. When Joshua had grown old, the Lord said to him, you are now very old, and there are still large areas of land to be taken over. And when I read that, I think that there will be new challenges in our lives. Isn't it true? You have new challenges as I do have new challenges. You have challenges different than mine, but let's say you have plenty of people here this morning. I see the church pretty much like in the past. Maybe a few little, there are a few little that are not here. But in our country, we need to come up with all the sanitation ideas and put it in place in order to have the people back in the church. That is one of the challenges that we have. Of course, there will be new challenges in different areas. Last year, it was kind of hard. And I'm going to ask you, have you taken any wrong decisions at any point in your life? I have. And sometimes I have gone through hard times. Sometimes I have seen how the Lord, in the midst of what happened, he can help us to go through and continue in our journey. So, of course, there will be new challenges for you and for me. I have friends coming this direction right now. I always have the sense that I'm going to get lost when I need to turn to in Burger King. I have getting in another place over there sometimes when I come over here. So finally, the lost is found. I find a place. And this time I saw the sign is Grace, but I'm in the right direction. And keep going. And you know when you're in the right direction. You keep going. But when you're lost, you're trying to understand your life. You're trying to understand what are the things that are going on. And come in this direction. Only 3 blocks away from here. Message from my good friend. He's going right now through sometimes in sickness. And MRI being made 2 days ago. Telling me what was going on. And saying thank you for being aware of what's going on in his life. Challenges. Yes, for him, my friend. Challenges in the last couple of days. Yesterday, I have to call my friend. He has not been able to find a job for almost a year. And he's going through hard times with his family. Challenges for him. The last couple of weeks, you have challenges here. You have no power like a week and a half ago because you have a storm coming through here, the hurricane. And we used to have one in Guatemala. It was so neat to see Keith connecting with me on Friday, asking me how we were in Guatemala. I think that he was thinking, Tico probably is not traveling to the U.S. What's going on Sunday morning? And I am thankful because, yes, the storm came to where I live. But we live in the highlands. And living in the highlands, 6,000 feet above sea level, when it rains where we are, all the water flows down to the coast, close to the ocean. So the people that, you know, the areas, and people were drowning, it was in the lower areas. So we're praying for that people that is suffering, people without food right now. I know you guys didn't have electricity. You have trouble last couple of weeks. My friend told me that they lost all of the things that they have in the fridge because they were out of power. Sometimes, Lisa and I, we were talking about how hard is what we're experiencing right now. I mean, right now, with this storm. He says, well, the problem for us right now is that our clothes doesn't dry that easy. You know, because Central America, you use the sun a lot. Not necessarily the dryers. And the other thing is, you have to be careful because mudslides can kill people. But now, what are the challenges that you are experiencing through the next few days? Remember, we have challenges. But we're alive. And I like the attitude of this man. 45 since the time that God talked to Moses. I am 85 right now. And it says that when Joshua had grown old, the Lord said to him before in verse 13:1, you are now very old. Man, I was trying to think about, and there's still very large areas of land to be taken over. That's God talking to him. But then, when I talk about new challenges, I think that what he says in Joshua 14:11, it is very, very great. It says, I am still strong. Liz read that. I am still strong today as the day Moses sent me out. I am just as vigorous to go out to battle now as I was then. What an attitude. Isn't that a great attitude? You are very old, is what God said to him. He fixed himself, you know. It's like, listen. He says, yes, I'm 85. And then says, there is plenty of places that need to be conquered. Yes, I know, Lord. It's true. But then, it says in verse 14:11, I am still as strong. I love this attitude. It's like if you know age or aging is just a state of mind. I am still as strong today as the day Moses sent me out. I'm just as vigorous to go out to battle now as I was then. I love it. It is like yes, I have some aches and pains. We all do. You wake up in the morning, get up from that bed, and sometimes, you know, it's like, it's kind of hard, that start. And if you are wise, you pretty much, when you're waking up and your wife too at the same time, you pretty much look for signals. And you don't talk until she's ready. Otherwise, you know, I love this attitude. I love this attitude. I need to learn from that. I'm still as strong today as the day Moses sent me out. I think that he had, in this moment of his life, probably there was another moment, because you can be sometimes like kind of negative, you know. You walking is like a cloud on top of you. And everything is so bad. But I believe that at 85, in the life of this man, he has a great attitude, you know. He's still doing push-ups in the morning. 85. Now another 85 with the other side. He feels strong. His mind, it looks like he's a sharp man and he's ready. Are you ready for the next chapter, whatever God is going to bring to your life? I love the attitude. And then, this is when I say that aging is a new approach to life. Because if you go to chapter 14 in verse 12, it says, now give me this hill country that the Lord promised me that day. You yourself heard then that the Anakites were there and their cities were large and fortified, but the Lord helping me, I will drive them out just as he said. Wow. You're old. Yes, it's true. Yeah, I am. But I'm as strong and ready for battle. And right now he's asking. He's not complaining about his situation. Now, give me this hill country that the Lord promised me that day. You yourself heard then that the Anakites were there and their cities were large and fortified. But the Lord helping me, I will drive them out just as he said. That's the verses that I started first Sunday in 2020. And then my wife tell me, I don't want to hear you crying about 2020, okay? It's like, give them sneakers or something. You know, the 2020 needs something sweet. But in spite of all the things that have happened, our God keeps being God. He reigns. He's good. And we can keep trusting on him. So whatever is our situation, God is good. He's good all the time. And I was giving thanks today coming this direction. Really. I was giving thanks because, yes, I was giving thanks for you. For you guys. You've been part of my life for some time. And Keith and Ruth, thank you. Thank you for being so friendly many times. Pastor Frank, I appreciate all the things that you guys have done for us. Congregation, I have so many good memories about my times coming over here. People that I have been with. Probably you don't know that, but maybe the first time that we came here, we were with our family, the whole family here. Our kids were very small and very young. And suddenly came the idea that we were going to be here for a month, so why don't we do something special? Lisa and I, we were praying about that. And I remember that we came here. I was able to speak probably for the first time. And then you guys were so generous to us that we were on the way out. We went by the bridge. And then we were turning, like going to one place close to Montgomery. And suddenly we were talking about what Lisa and I were wanting to do. And we saw that you guys help us. And with our kids, we were screaming in the car because we used that money to go to Disney World. I don't know if that's a bad word. But we enjoyed it so much. And plenty of different things that have happened here through you guys. During good times, during hard times. Life, we planted. And the next picture shows how we plan our life. And I'll leave it in Spanish. It's a drone, you know, that it's very simple, but I like it. Sometimes you plan your life, like in the part, you know, right there. It's just, it's easy. You're going. And that's your plan. But reality can be something like this. I don't mean to discourage you today, but I mean to encourage you today. And I want to tell you today to keep going forward. I want to tell you today that with God, everything is possible. And that we have a Lord that is going to put trials in front of us. But it's going to help us through the process. And he walked with us all the way. So church family, really, God bless you. And let me pray for you. Padre, muchas gracias, Dios, por los hermanos de esta iglesia querida, Señor, que tú has usado de tantas formas en nuestras vidas. Oro por los pastores y los bendigo. En el nombre de Cristo Jesús. Amén. Pastor Frank, the time is for you, sir. Gracias. Thank you.